here? Is it curious for two to sit and talk about where they've been?
Could be mysterious, but if you've got time, you're welcome to join in.
For Jelt and Flo.
It starts like so, like so. Oh gosh.
It wasn't so bad.
Yeah, you've made it a mandatory now. They'll expect it.
Oops. Welcome to Fajelt and Flo, a new series on the Elephas Hour podcast. I'm Fajelt, faux canid, nor fangs, floppy ears, and all.
And I'm Flo, human foibles and all.
And we're recording from our new studio, which...
we've only been in two times. Three if you count the walk in there now.
Well, we practiced that, so... four?
Still don't know about that. You didn't already want to be sitting down? We've got these nice little swiveling chairs. So...
oh, I see. I thought they were just there to help me reach the mic.
Does it help?
Yes. It would be helpful with me being 3'4". Lowering the desk would be uncomfortable, I imagine.
Well, if I had one of those, ear... what's the name? If I had headphones that, that act like a mic, and if we had a table like this, but we had the, wire traveling down to the mic where you are, I've seen it done, I think.
Dual mics. Dueling mics.
Oh, except frequencies and quality would be off. I don't know, tech.
No. Some of my last work had me sit on some of those tiny little stools. Fairly comfy, but pretty much impossible to see over the desk without someone kneeling to my level or saying how cute I looked. They'd scuff up the floor, too.
Doing what?
Scooting. Me? Judge's assistant in Lowry.
Oh, got... In Lowry?
In Lowry.
But I didn't think... sorry, I'm getting off topic.
Don't think we have one yet, besides introductions.
We didn't do that?
Well, for people who haven't been listening to the Elephas Hour, and people who have been listening, this would be a good place to learn what's going on. You see, I'm talking to our listeners now, the Elephas Hour podcast was created as a radio drama podcast, an oral cinema.
That's A-U-R-A-L, pertaining to the ear.
Thanks. With a story told with a script, immersive sound effects, music.
And lots of... acting.
You don't like acting?
It's fine. I mean, when you tell a story, you have to act. You gotta act out the parts of the people in it. It's...
What if it's just about you?
Well, if it's just you, then you can get away with just telling it, I think. I just think storytelling's complicated, and I haven't done it.
Well, on the Elephas Hour, you don't tell the whole story from memory. It's all written down.
Yeah, I know. But we're doing this live. I'm surprised they're letting you.
Well, the thing is, my friend, Zachary, who created the Elephas Hour, decided to take a break from the stories. He didn't want the podcast to stay stagnant, however, so he started a search for a temporary host. I told him Sploo might be a good place to send the word out, and to audition myself, of course.
And I did that, too. Some of you might know that I was coming off the heels of my own show, Following Flow, which wasn't a podcast.
I did mean to ask, how's the transition been from that type of format where you present yourself on camera to this, where it's just your voices? Has that been a challenge?
Not too hard, really. There's always the bit of self-consciousness when you're on camera and people can see you, and when you're reviewing the episode, you have to see yourself and hear yourself. It's just one of those things, and none of it was going up above. I hear people sometimes do video with the podcast, am I right?
Sometimes, yes.
Ooh, it's a bonus. Sure, it's a bonus I might have asked beforehand, but...
wait a minute, you mentioned above. I think we probably should explain that
Wait. I mean, do you really want to tell them?
Well, it'd give our conversation some context for those who don't know.
Right, they don't know. But do you think there's a reason why they don't know?
Because they won't believe it?
Yeah. No. That'd be helpful, but I'm thinking some people might. And giving hints makes it worse.
No. That's the benefit of living down here.
No, not down here. You're giving more hints.
You did start it.
Fun start to a team up, isn't it?
I'd rate it an 8. But Flo, I think it's really a simple matter of clearing confusion.
Problem is, I think I know where it's going. And don't feel Cadence... Sorry.
Go on. But explain what one is. There aren't that many of us up there anymore. We can't pretend all our listeners are from down here. Meaning, Sploo.
That hurt.
Do you see?
I think so. I know I don't like it. But if you tell them everything there is to know about down here, I will explain why I disagree with it.
That sounds fair.
Me and society getting the short stick, but...
Is this teamwork?
We didn't define it much, I guess.
Good point.
Uh-oh.
Recording's in progress.
Don't worry, it's important.
Oh, come in then.
Sorry. Janitor checking in.
Not just a janitor. He was the star of the screen down here. May I introduce B.D. Binthorpe?
The schedule changed to just self-service today for Jelt. Malfunctioning lights. Big delays.
I see.
Just thought you should know.
Thanks. Bye, BD.
Whoops. That was the tail.
What about transport schedules? Why is that important?
For listeners unaccustomed to living in a world with talking individuals with tails, this is possibly because you live in the above world. That is, above ground. Above the dirt on the earth. Flo and I live below, in an area called Sploo. Sploo is quite some miles down underground, built many years ago by a team of various beings you don't see above ground nowadays, including folk canids like me.
If you're not tracking with us so far, that's great.
The most popular spot of Sploo is the sort of metropolis, where most of our businesses, entertainment, and transport services are. There's more locations spread underground, powered by our own form of electricity, with all of us Spluians helping to keep it running. From Volcanids to Slinkers, Food News, and some humans, actually. Some were involved at the beginning, but after a falling out, most of them left.
Man didn't say much about this place.
Which makes me wonder how you know. Just asking.
Relative of the first inhabitants. Decided to make a life down here, swore myself to secrecy. Why? Because the world above is a mess. A mess of people and problems coming up with fake stories to mix up with the dirty reality of their past. I'm just hoping we can keep stuff in the present for this podcast, that's all. Our present, specifically. Down here. I mean, we've got news, shows, life conversations, everything in Sploo. And, I think the above listeners will enjoy it too.
Okay.
Balance it is what I'm asking. Keeping it cool down in Sploo.
No, I think the balanced approach works. But what's the other side? If you've got Sploo on one side, what's the other side to balance it out? It's got to be above.
Not much anybody here knows about it now.
They might know. But information arrives on its own good time. For someone, through a message, a word, writing, it's communicated.
Yeah, I'd blame that.
Communication is one of the most important aspects in life. Every organism on this planet, whoever, whatever they are, communicates in some way. A tree communicates in itself, it's ready to rise or fall. Animals communicate where they are and what they'll do using scent, body language, their voices.
We only do two of those things.
Well, there's a difference between Volcanus and everyone else, but you're right.
Sometimes you need to be louder and faster and you get a machine to do the work. Especially down here. Reception, text systems.
But we still need to communicate to get our message across. Even if it's one you might not care about.
Okay. But with that note, I do care what we do here as hosts.
If we've got ideas for this podcast, we've got to communicate those as a team.
Right now, I think Yeah, it's time for calling in.
You're right. Ladies and gentlemen, we've reached the point where we invite listeners to call in and hear what they have to say.
And since this is our first episode, the topic's up for discussion.
Right. And the number is... Oh, already got it.
Who is it?
Miss Beanie Elon Splu. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello. You're on Fagilt and Flow.
Is that the name of the person who's delivering the grocery bag?
Groceries?
Just the bag.
You might have the wrong number, ma'am.
Maybe. Do you have plastic bags?
No.
Okay, I did. Goodbye now.
Well, that's one person.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have anybody call you on your show?
We had a comment box that I perused once in a while. I like talking with people.
Ooh. You want to take this one?
Sure. Hello?
Hello? Am I on?
Oh, goodness.
You want to come on?
Thinking you kindly, no.
And this is Salvia Morse, currently in Arlington. But ever since I heard this podcast was going to happen, I had to check in.
Well, thanks for the curiosity. How'd you hear about us?
I auditioned for it. Same as my good friend, Fagilt. Is he there? If he's not, that's fine. I picked up that part about communication, and as something of a historian, I found that to be very interesting.
Really? Do you mind explaining?
How much time do I have?
Well, we're not keeping time here.
That's what they all say. Then they all cut me off 6 minutes before an hour.
Sounds like you've got pretty in-depth thoughts. Maybe you could be a guest on the show.
Already ahead of you, but your invitation's appreciated. My basic summary is without communication, through speech or otherwise, history of life as we know it wouldn't have happened. In a way, communication is history. A record to pass along and remember. Like the 10 requests I left on the office's answering machine asking to come on. Don't erase your history, Fagilt. There's consequences! But call me if you get the chance. Bye now.
That was weird.
Oh, you don't know.
That he auditioned.
Oh.
Sounds like he knew you.
We've met and shared ideas. But there's another caller. Donna Loggia from Splu, again. Hello?
Am I on? I'm really on?
Yes, you are.
Okay. My name's Donna. I'm calling from Sandy Crust Pizzeria. Hand-tossed fresh ingredients. One slice alternative, too. Best pizza in town. Come on down. But you probably want a question, right?
Do you have one?
Well, I hear you guys about the whole teamwork thing, works with communication. But, you know, if you're working by yourself, like, I do, you're the only guy in the hotspot, you know? Get me? You don't get that. I think it works better. Two people gets complicated. There's no way you could, you know, like, keep it all straight getting tied to somebody. I'd probably just be yammering on and yammering, like...
You wouldn't be talking about us, right?
Kind of. Not saying it's bad.
So you're saying the less communication makes an easier job?
Just easier. But if you want to come on down and have a slice sometime, and we can talk about it sometime then.
Well, thanks for calling, Donner.
You too. Bye.
A lot of thoughts today.
And I've got one just now. I think we could test Mr. Lodge's theory.
Think so? Only way I could think of is charades. But no one will see.
Let's go.
Huh. Okay. Where are you going?
It'll be more fun if you come too. I'll wait.
I don't... Is this an experiment? I mean, we're just walking away from the mics.
More of an example. And the mics can come with us. You see this little thing around my neck?
Shouldn't have thought it was a necklace.
This way.
I knew this would happen. We're not even staying in the studio.
That's the plan, as much as I have.
What is it? On the street interview? An impromptu survey? Please let it be one of the above.
I like the street interview.
Thank you. Wait.
The transport is self-serving, BT said. so we've got a chance to snag one for ourselves. Something wrong, Flo?
Not yet. I know where this is going.
Don't be surprised. But now seems a good time to switch to the, what's it called?
Breaking here seems as good a time as any. Sure.
We will now pause the podcast to bring you programming provided by our distributors.
Isn't the Alephus guy doing that?
To my knowledge, he doesn't do commercials, so this sort of counts. We're going to get on a transport, so we'll see you in a little bit. Fajilt and Flo will be back after this.
A haven for species all over the world. An education for those curious to learn more. And a legacy no one knew. Requires people who keep it on balance. Or at least try. Our team goes behind the scenes to discover the business behind the beasts. This is a special presentation of Enterprise Zoological. Morning. 7 o'clock. For some in the bustling city, the day's just begun. For the employees at Shavano Zoo, their waking hours find them in the dark. As zookeepers, maintenance, commissary, and others make their way to their respective stations, they're simultaneously ignored by and welcomed by their charges. The animals. Business commences. At the heart of it all, Director Teddy Malt, whose offices we frequently visited.
So we're just gonna go down this hallway.
The zoo's curator, Dr. Jekyll and H., was on hand to explain the inner workings of the fearless leader.
We've got a heck fire of a lot to do today, so if you wanted to squeeze in a visit to Teddy, now's the time. Just because of me. I love putting sound guys through the ringer. Never too busy for you people. You're in the zoo with me, I'm gonna put you to work. Not now, though. Hey, Ted. Crew's here. Ted? You busy? He's always busy. Ted!
What?
This'll get him. Someone's asking about the gift shop credit system again. No, that didn't. Yeah, we can just go in. Come on. Ted, got company. Wanna say hi?
You go ahead, I'll catch up.
It's the documentary, guys. They wanna see you. They wanna see you busy, so... I'll just keep... Did you lose it again?
I don't see how I... Hey, you wouldn't have happened to see a stack of VHSs anywhere?
I just don't know if that's...
I just wanted it to be already playing when they got in here. I knew they were coming. There won't be a copyright issue. Right? Sure.
Ow! You still have the reels.
The reels? You know what? That's probably better. Make a solution in a second.
That's what I do.
Go. Shoot. Out. Come back in. It'll be playing. It'll be great. Just go. Go.
The it Mr. Matt is referring to? Dr. H explained.
The first thing you need to understand is that Shavano Zoo has its own great, lengthy history. So many stories. I mean, it survived numerous closures, just through funding. Served as a homeless shelter for a small time in the 60s. Like I said, so many stories. Ted could probably tell you. But he won't. Because his self-appointed main job through the day is watching It's My Zoo with Nick Hambleton. Or Nick of Nature, as he's called. TV personality, naturalist, and... Oh yeah, zoo director. One of those mega zoos built out west. Basically, Ted manages his zoo by watching another guy occasionally manage his zoo. Make it make sense.
One of the important elements we try to achieve here at the zoo is a sense of curiosity for the natural world. The more open a visitor is to learning about animals, the more likely they are to want to protect them. And by protecting them, we can ensure wildlife can continue to stay on this planet for generations to come.
Look at him go. For example, so poised. Species like this natural. Cuscus. Gosh, I want that vest.
Look at these claws.
This is the perfect example of a zoo manager. And we say the best way of learning is through example, right? 5 years here, and there's 20 more seasons left. And this is an outtake. See? Bright side of things. Easy animal handling. Best host you could ever want.
Right. A host. Meanwhile, I'm in charge of all the animals, being the curator. But I do get assigned some other stuff. Stuff that, I don't see myself doing. Over here, we've got our trash versus recycle display. These bins can supposedly distinguish between what's recyclable or not. Today I'm supposed to be tackling it before maintenance does. But you can help. Told you I was gonna put you to work. So, this soda can, that someone elected not to place in one of these bins, is recyclable. So we'll put it in this bin.
Recyclable.
So, see, it tells. $200 price tag, that's what we got. Now this map is trash, so we'll put it in the trash can.
Not trash.
Oh. Well, if it doesn't recognize it as appropriate material, it spits it out. It's recyclable, my bad. And it's got, like, little wheels so you can transport it around the zoo.
Not recyclable.
What? Well, it's got a little green sign, you see? Yeah, so recycle.
Not recyclable.
Okay, that's just... it's trash?
Not trash.
Since these are transportable devices, how about we, just move along through the zoo with it? You can pick up trash, too. Do your civic duty.
The zoo is officially open for the day. The fair weather and fair number of guests match. The needs are numerous for human and animal. At the orangutan exhibit, enrichment has already been laid out for these intelligent animals to occupy their minds for the day, or most of it. Zookeepers Harper and Kenny explain.
It does get a little challenging looking for new ways for these guys to stay stimulated. We've tried...
I think you missed a spot there, Doc.
Well, you don't look busy. You want to rectify that?
You gotta keep an eye on the O-rings. They really haven't grown out of throwing stuff yet. I'm trying to save you.
They like me.
Kenny, senior keeper on camera. Sorry. And they don't throw things. Unless it's at each other. More often than not, they'll use the natural objects that they find in the wild, like twigs or branches, and use them as tools to search in the little termite mounds we built.
Or box rooms.
Yeah, they like do. Boxes. Shoebox is size 13, not saying who's... Wait, who? Senior Keeper exclusive joke, Kenny, trust me.
Oh.
We love them. They're amazing creatures, so like us. Clever, mischievous.
Oh boy, honey.
Occasionally little stinkers.
Boy. Big stinkers, if you listen to the soccer moms.
Oh gosh, all the comparisons they say between exes?
That's just... I mean, if they ask me the monkey and ape difference, give me that instead.
They never ask. Gotta tell them. I hate it.
How do you think he feels?
Not recyclable.
Yes, it is! Yes, it is! You know who hated it the most? Marsha?
Oh, right. Left 2 years back.
Well, but sometimes you just gotta concentrate on the stinker.
I mean, really, I mean, you don't. Then you just get a stick, slide the keys off your belt, and
that's not possible. Ooh. Yeah, it is. You told me.
In theory.
And it was awesome.
Really bad.
That happened to Marsha. Yeah.
I still think the video's uploaded to that one news site. So if I could just...
Kenny!
The orangutan escape? We try not to use layman's terms for those kinds of things. Asset out of containment. Maybe that's worse. Breach of exhibit? You know, I'm sorry if you guys are laymen. You got it.
One of the priorities of keeping a zoo running is making sure a sense of cleanliness is maintained. A dedicated team of maintenance workers makes sure of it.
Hey, can you help fix this
thing? Hey, Doc Jekyll?
Yeah, it's... Can you fix these talking garbage cans? It's clearly broken.
They look fine to me.
Internally.
this little robot from Oblivion is gonna go back there if it keeps saying I misplaced another item, I swear.
Well, don't. There's kids and the camera crew.
Fix it, please!
You could be on TV.
I can't tell you about this.
So you don't fix stuff? You're not the handy guy?
I didn't get to know this thing. The design team made it.
And who made them do it? So, you see now how it's important to know what you're doing in your chosen field. But once in a while, you might feel stuck, and sometimes you need to relearn from the best, like Nick from Nature. And soon enough, you'll see a steady hand. When I finish that season.
Not trash.
No, see, it works.
And this is just the beginning of an Enterprise Zoological.
So it looks like it's not just the crustacean, it's also describing the goose.
It still doesn't count. There's only one thing it actually means, the thing under the sea.
Okay, you win. Hello, we're back. And we've arrived in Washington, D.C., on the escalator leading to the station.
Don't give it all away. We were playing a dictionary deliberation game, and barnacles we got stuck on.
Sploos underneath D.C. Don't read that far into it.
Please. Above ground. Not like I remembered. Just like I assumed. Cloudy, but still super bright.
Have you been here before?
I'm not sure. And if the station below was an indication...
Technically, that was a little blow, too. Granted, though, the trains aren't.
Aren't you a little nervous? Being focated in a world of... just humans?
No. Because I've been here before.
I am shocked.
You come from here, miss.
But why am I back?
We're here to see... him. Jerry?
Hey, Fajelt, how's it going?
Not bad. And you?
Oh, I guess I'm not as big an expert on hot dog weather like I thought. Lunchtime should bring in the cheapskates, which is all of us.
Well, my friend Flo and I are here with our podcast, Fajelt and Flo, hoping to talk with someone who does a job where communication is essential.
That sounds like me, doesn't it? Come on over. Get yourself a seat on my little step out of the cart there. Your name's Flo, correct?
Uh-huh. Good to meet you.
How'd you like a dog on the house? A lot of places you can go for a dog, but mine? Well, I like mine, so there's a vote of confidence.
So, you sell hot dogs out here all day?
When I can, I do. All over the city, wherever the call takes me.
I didn't think places called for hot dogs.
They don't. But if you're in the right place at the right time, you've got yourself a moneymaker. So, you're feeling a dog today? Haul on it? Okay. Watch this, friends. There's a bun steaming in this little box. Then a dog. Makes the condiment squirt. And here you are. Thank you.
You've gotten faster, Jerry. That was impressive.
Practice, man. Probably go even further with more hands. Might get crowded, but...
How important is communication in what you do?
Well, it... Oh, shoot. Looks like, Minnie's left her phone here again. A repeat customer forgets stuff, but sweet. Hello?
Jerry, is that you?
Yes. Seems you left your cell on my cart again, ma'am. My friends here were just visiting.
Oh, knew it as soon as I got here. But that's not all, sweetheart. I think my, suitcase has been picked up by accident. The gray one with the straps.
It rolled?
No. I think it was picked up by a man who had one. Cobalt suit, floppiest black hair you ever seen. It was around your area. Did you see him?
So you want me to look for it? I could see that taking a while.
Well, it's needed at 5 o'clock exactly. I'm punctual like that.
Usual place?
Yes.
On him. Love you. Well, it looks like we got a little walking to do, friends. You're welcome to come along and help the business.
All right. Flo.
Okay.
We're off.
As we still didn't hear your take.
All right. Well, yeah, you gotta get the supplies from your boss. But when you're out here, you make sure you let them know what you got, even if they're a ways off. Hot dogs!
Best hot dogs? The embellishment doesn't hurt, because that might get their attention. Oh, you want one, man? Jelt dog? Miss Flo, a squirt? Would you like that, man? Okay. And here you are. Thank you. And if you do, you gotta give them options, because they might not be partial to condiments. Gotta call them up first, talk about what they want, and then strike up a 30 or second relationship where everything's important. And that gets you potential repeat customers who realize that you're a friendly face. See?
But you have to be the friendly face first.
Right. Stop. Oh. One. Two. Two guys.
Two.
One in your hand, one in mine. And here you go. Thank you. So I actually think more communication makes it easier. If they want the right dog, they need to tell me.
Can you explain the deal with the suitcase?
It's really just a mix-up. Sometimes she loses it, and she wants me to find it.
Well, doesn't that look like the guy you're looking for over there?
Well, I'll be... Hard on right. Right, so I said to...
What do you think?
Sorry, sir, I think you mixed up a suitcase. What are you talking about? This is my... Why do I have two?
Two's not normal for you?
Listen, Bob, I'm a busy man. I don't usually get sidetracked.
It's Fajilt.
Fajilt, huh? What's this, a circus? The suitcase yours? Yes. Fine. You? I don't think you go around saying Fajilt, I'm sure.
It's true.
Nah. Well, thank you guys for your help. I better get this back to Miss Minnie.
All right.
I hope I help with your podcast.
Think so. You take care.
You too. It's a crazy world out there, you know? Bye.
Nice fellow.
Communication makes it easier. Did we not know that yet?
Now we've confirmed it. If not easier, it's necessary.
How many times have you been up here?
That's a podcast in and of itself, if you're interested.
Yeah. No. Your past is yours. Can we go back now?
All right.
Wait. I think it said we've got one more program left, a service announcement or something. I think I know the person.
Should we have them on the show?
We're about to in a second. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting... Inspector Numero. Hey! It's a hello from Inspector Numero. You might remember me as the tour guide from the official Sploo Visitor Center, walking, talking, and tram, and I would be doing that if I was let out of the office today. I've been made a designated guard/safety inspector, which I thought was a demotion from the crossing accident I had, but it turned out that the old one had died and they didn't want to hire out. So if you wanted to visit, I'd be wearing this really big jacket. Maybe it's his? I don't think he did messages like this. And they gave me this little bell to ring in case I make a mistake. I guess it's an honor system. Every time I ring it, my name changes to the number of times the bell rang. So... That didn't count. It's a numero zero. Anyway, I'm here to give you advice for the day on how to stay smart in Sploo. Now they say a stranger is just a friend waiting to happen. But from where I'm sitting, where I can see you from the glass window up here, sometimes a stranger is... just that. Sometimes they argue whether or not something actually happened with somebody, like a cut in line, or the invention of pants. I see you, and I make sure to leave you messages when I think of them on this answering machine that I put up to the loudspeaker. But that's only on the most suspicious circumstances. It's pretty effective. Listen.
To the man in the tan sweater spitting by the railing. Why are you frickin' spitting on the railing? Quit freaking spitting over the railing! You want people to see you? I see you. We're freaking germs spittling everything. Oh, now everybody's looking. Great. Keep doing it and your mouth will lose more moisture than is statistically healthy. So quit.
Wait for it.
And put the freaking postcard back on the rack, man. Now.
There was more to it, it turned out. His spitting was disguising his stealing. First you'd wondered if you actually spotted him stealing, but then you see him doing something gross and then you forget about it. Subversion. So, my advice to you is to be careful with strangers, even in Sploo. You never know what one's up to. But if you're like my boss and you keep a contact list of visitors for the day, you can...
List of contacts deleted.
Until next time, this is Inspector Numero. Oh no. Eins. One. Bye.
And we're back.
Can I say something?
Absolutely.
That felt like a question that could have been answered pretty easily.
What do you mean? It's a good question. Is it easier to communicate less than a job?
No. The answer is no.
It was a little more complex than that. It's an interesting topic you have to admit.
It felt like you were just using it as an excuse to go above and meet Jerry.
It seemed appropriate. Complicated, messy questions asked in a complicated, messy world. Didn't you say?
Can we agree that we could have done this down here in the studio the whole time?
Wouldn't have been as fun.
You don't know that. I had a whole outline planned.
Oh, I'm sorry.
An idea. How far did you plan that?
To tell the truth, I didn't. I looked for an opening that took us up there. I knew it was going to be interesting for listeners down here.
You keep saying that like Sploo isn't. It'll be the first time for both parties.
That's exciting. It's as though we're tour guides. I've got plans. But you do too, it sounds.
Just one. You want to hear it?
I'd love to. And mine?
Sounds like a deal. Gosh, it's communications again.
See?
Come on. Sploo's waiting for us to wrap this up.
It's over already?
Yep.
Well, you were an excellent co-host, I must say.
Really?
You're articulate, engaging, and you put up with me.
As long as you promise not to plan us going up again anytime soon.
I promise to tell you my plans.
Oh, boy.
You've been listening to Fajilt and Flow on the Elephas Hour. If you enjoyed this podcast, don't forget to comment, subscribe, and check out the other episodes on the Elephas Hour. Fajilt and Flo, Enterprise Zoological, and Inspector Numero were written, produced, and performed by Zachary Williams, who also wrote and performed the title song, Fajilt and Flo Like So. Don't forget to come back soon for the next episode of Fajilt and Flo.
Like So.
Like So.